Being a teenager is difficult as it is, but imagine being one and feeling like you're the wrong gender. If in your bones you felt that everything about your biological gender just wasn't you. Some kids do feel this way, and they call themselves transgender. Biologically, 16-year-old Will, who asked to have his name changed, is a girl, but says he's more comfortable as a male. Right now, he's doing what some transgender youth call transitioning.
I feel very accomplished, and I'm currently busy being very, very trans.
He's not taking any medical measures to change his gender, but is in the process of trying to express himself as male by cutting his hair short and wearing more gender-ambiguous clothes, such as that day's outfit of long khaki shorts and an oversized t-shirt. Torrin Smith is a 21-year-old transgender adult, also from Indianapolis, who says society might be moving away from a strict definition of gender.
On the whole, I feel like we're moving toward a more diverse society where it doesn't matter if the girl likes the dump truck or the boy wants to play with dolls.
Still, transgender youth face many obstacles both at home and school. Will says both of his parents know that he identifies as transgender, but only his mom is accepting. He also says few students are open-minded.
We were in a Japanese club, and there are like three different forms of I in Japanese. There's like a male I and a female I and then like formal I. And this girl was very insistent that we all use the correct form of I. And like half of the guys there wanted to use feminine I, and I didn't see a problem with it. So I was using male I, and she's like, "No, you can't do that. We're going by the gender in your pants." And I'm like, "What?"
Members of the transgender community face a number of problems, from financial support to interpersonal difficulties. Many stem from a single and simple dilemma. Most people lack the knowledge of what being a transgender person is like. Mason Davis, a fully transitioned male and the executive director of the Transgender Law Center, a California-based civil rights organization, finds this to be especially troubling.
When we hear that a company has perhaps not treated a transgender person as well as they have or could have, when we hear about a student who's experiencing some challenges at school, oftentimes that workplace or that school is willing to make common sense changes to improve access for the transgender person. Typically, we find that the challenges that many transgender people face and the ignorance sometimes that we face, it is really from a lack of education.
This unfamiliarity with persons of fluid gender can also often cause financial hardship. A transgender person faces immense odds against finding successful employment, being twice as likely to be unemployed or impoverished as the average adult. Again, Torrin.
It's incongruous for employers when they see a name and they associate the name with a gender and then they meet me and I don't associate with the same gender. It's difficult because if I try to get a traditional role job, people are uncomfortable with it because I don't look like a woman, and so they don't know what to do with that.
New laws are being passed to protect members of the transgender community, such as non-discrimination ordinances in Indiana, so progress is being made. Torrin adds that transgender youth must learn to move past outside opinion when realizing their gender, and decide who they are for themselves. For Y Press, I'm Shayan Ahmad.